Yeah, so 1-0 up.
1-0 up.
And we're had a good start to the first test and the second test.
This is a really boring introduction, Nico.
This is a very boring
Welcome back to the Fine Leg to Fine Leg podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
As always, I'm Nico, and with me is
We haven't Jimbo. Done that. I think they know by now.
Yeah, probably.
I think we've got a few regular listeners that sort
of know. Do you reckon they can, like, distinguish whose voice is whose?
Yeah, I think they can.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you've got a bit of a high-pitched voice. I think I've got a bit of a lower-pitched voice. So
yeah, your balls have dropped way more than mine.
If that's the way you want to put it, then sure.
That's how it works, isn't it?
Is it?
I don't know. So Australia have won the first test.
They have.
Smashed the Poms.
I don't mean to brag here, but I got quite a few of my predictions right, including the one that we'd smash England at the Gabba.
Yeah. Yep. I think everyone had that sort of prediction.
Did you, though?
I think I did.
I did. I definitely did.
I know it was pretty much
certain. If you did listen to our last episode, the Ashes
preview
extravaganza, super mega special thing, if you did, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll go and see all our predictions and actually you'll know the predictions that we made.
Actually, before we dive deep, I have some fines to give out.
We've got some fines.
I do have some fines to give out. First one, as of tomorrow, it has been 3 weeks, Jim. Ethan Jenner has given me my pants back. He hasn't given
No, he hasn't given your pants back.
Since I gave him my pants to borrow. So in 3 weeks as of tomorrow, Jim.
Have you tried to get in contact with him about this, or...?
Not really.
Maybe you should follow that up.
Maybe I should.
He doesn't listen to the podcast, so he didn't listen to when you told him 3 weeks ago or whenever
we released the last episode. And he hasn't read it in the chat where I mentioned, just letting everyone know it's been 2.5 weeks since he borrowed my pants.
I don't think he cares, to be honest.
No.
He lives right around the corner as
he
well.
He probably, did he wear them on the night out?
What do you mean? No.
No.
No, he wouldn't have worn it. Like, it's so obvious that they're your pants. Like, that he really? Would just never wear them.
He wore them once.
Only because he needed to, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Because he wasn't going to wear shorts when he went clubbing.
They probably were, like, a deterrent for women as well. They're probably like...
Yeah, who knows? Maybe.
Well, you were there when he wore them.
I was... Yeah, but... I don't know. I lost him halfway through the night and he just
Did you lose, like, all sense of reality that night?
No.
No? You weren't that bad?
No, like, I can handle my alcohol pretty well.
Okay. Anyway, so I got another fine to give out. While we stop talking about alcoholism and stuff like that, because drinking is bad.
Drink responsibly, kids.
Yeah. Right. So, my father...
But it's very good.
My father, Dave, Delahunty, he was playing in the Sixers.
As you do.
And he wasn't keeping because we got another young guy keeping. So he was bowling his left.
For context, he used to be a keeper.
He is a keeper. He's played almost 300 games for the club and every single game has been behind the stumps.
Okay.
So what he bowls cheeky left arm Chinamans.
Mm.
And that's probably not racial appropriate, but he bowls left arm leggies.
Old school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he was bowling.
Yep.
Took a wicket, and then he was like 1 for 3 or something like that off his 2 overs.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Or like 1.5 overs. Anyway, the bloke, I wasn't playing, but this is just going off dad. The bloke spooned one straight to cover, it gets dropped.
Ooh. I mean, it's the Sixers.
And they get a single.
Yeah.
And then new bloke blocks it, gets a single. And the bloke that's been dropped spoons it straight back to dad, right in front of him. He goes for a dive for a cotton bowl, getting the glory with the maximum points, and he dislocates his shoulder. It dislocates his shoulder. He's got an AC tear in his tendon in his shoulder.
No,
he's out for 6 weeks.
Oh, dear.
And, yeah.
Oh, dear. Well, I mean, he's either copping the $5 for dropping the catch off his own bowling, which he does. He has. And, he's also copying the fine from us because...
Yeah, should have caught it.
Should have caught it. And, I mean, you did say that, like, he's been behind the stumps most of his career, but over there I can see that match ball with his name on it.
Yeah, he did take a 6 for 1.
Yeah, he took a 6 for 1.
Where is it?
That's impressive.
I'll try and find it.
Just on the left there, I think. Is it that one? Just below there.
Yep, here we go.
That's the one?
David Delahunty, round 9, 6 for 16 against Moorabbin.
6 for 16. Yeah. Against Moorabbin, it just makes it even better.
That was in the fifths.
Oh, why can't you do that, Nico?
Why can't I do that? Because I actually get respect when I bowl. Actually, that's actually a lot.
You only went for 16.
That's because they kept swinging and missing because they're like, oh, this bloke's no good.
Yeah. Alright, well, while we're on the topic of local cricket, have you got anything to inform us about the past few weeks or anything happen? Not really.
I made a golden duck the other day.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, the bloke angled it in. I was going to play it on middle and leg stump and then it's just cut away, hit my off stump. First ball, and I'm like,
old sneaky.
You're joking me.
Yeah. Long walk back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't happy about it.
Mm.
Let's see what else has happened. Oh, there's the possibility of me keeping one.
Oh, yeah, you told me about that.
But didn't happen. Boy. Didn't happen. That's fine.
Yeah, that's good. That's good for everyone.
Yeah, good for everyone. I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
What else has happened this week, in the past few weeks? Not a whole lot.
Not a whole lot.
Anything?
Well, yeah, I've got some stuff. So
is that why you asked me so you could tell your stuff?
Well, yeah, I was going to tell it anyway, but just wanted to see if you had anything because you play sort of lower grades, and that's always fun. It's always some fun stories.
Yeah, there's a lot of. I actually have noticed an increase in our black shoes.
Oh,
I've noticed.
Don't know if I like that.
I mean,
I like the occasional black shoes.
Actually, I played against Scoresby the other day. Just reminded me. I got out to this bloke who bowled it pretty much like... I got to tell you about this game.
All right, well, go ahead.
Sorry, mate. I just remembered. Go ahead. I get to the ground and then it's like a slope. It like slopes inwards to the pitch.
Okay.
But then in the ground and the outfield, there's like little like dunes. So it's like little humps along the boundary. And then I get to the pitch... The pitch is a bell curve. Genuinely. The creases just are like at the base and they just like work their way up into the middle of the pitch.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, it was... So then when everyone would try and bowl it short, it just wouldn't get up. It would just like skid through. And I got bowled off a short one that I'm like, okay, I'll just like quickly leg glance it, went underneath my bat and bowled me.
Yeah, nice.
And the bloke just scowled a beer at the end of the game. I'm like, that's probably because he got me out. Prick. Scoresby prick. So if you're ever playing at Llewellyn Park 2, just look out for the bell curve pitch and the dunes on the boundary.
Well, yeah, I played on a similarly... Not dodgy. It was actually a nice ground. I'm playing at Man Evelyn's main ground.
Oh, that's a good ground.
It's a good ground, but it's shaped like a potato chip. As in the surface is... It sort of goes up a hill, but it's a bit on the wonky side. Surface is pretty nice though. I haven't taken a wicket yet this season.
You haven't?
No.
That's alright, I've only taken two or three.
Yeah, but I'm supposed to be opening the bowling every week and it's my job to take wickets.
Are you at least bowling good line lengths?
No.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying, just not having it this season and I've sort of lost. I'm having like a major sort of local cricket moment where I'm just going, I can't remember why I play cricket. Right now, I'm just... Is it Christmas yet, honestly?
No.
Never really got going. No. I haven't had a bat yet, either.
You haven't had a bat yet?
Like, we're 4-0. Top of the ladder. We've just been making heaps of runs.
Are you just going to be that bloke that, you know, you win the premiership and you're like, I've done nothing to the team?
But Could be. I mean, my fielding's been good this year, so I've got that going for me.
Yeah.
And I've done a bit of umpiring, so...
Oh, because you have to do umpiring in that grade now, don't you?
I do.
You don't have any...
Yeah. It's been kind of fun, to be honest.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, so...
Is that something you'd look to take up?
No, who knows? I don't know. But...
Maybe one of those flogs in the white shirt and the, you know, you're always wearing the...
Yeah, I don't think that's for me, to be honest. Trousers. I think I'd rather play cricket. Yeah. Yeah, but so a few stories from that match. We had this new bloke come down. He comes in at number 3 because the bloke who made 161 the week before went up to the ones because if he didn't, then...
That's our bullshit. Club's
just, yeah.
Yeah.
But rocks in, just sort of takes his guard. He's batting in a cap. Not a big issue.
Yeah.
Faces up. Just whacks the ball over cow corner for 6, first pill.
Where was the ball pitched?
Oh, it was like sort of good line and length, okay. But it was just right in the slot.
So it's just Bale, Hyde on leg stumping.
And he's just gone, thank you very much. Like, I'm surprised we didn't lose the ball, because if you know Mount Evelyn, like, one side's the car park and the rooms and everything, and then the other side's just trees and land.
Yeah, because I played at Mount Evelyn's second ground, the bottom ground.
Yeah.
That's, it took us so long to play.
Yeah.
Because we just kept losing balls.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, that happened, and then he only went out for 18. I had to give him out and caught behind. He wasn't happy about it, but yeah, he was smashed it. And then coming in at number four, and ended up making 101 not out.
Yeah,
but he was 95 on his last ball. Nico, he hit a six off his last ball to make a ton.
Nice.
It was very nice. So as soon as it left the ball's hand, it was sort of like a bit of a half tracker. So I'm going like, okay, you can get under this.
Yeah.
And then he hits it sort of backwards square. Yeah. It's sort of going and going. We're not sure if it's getting up. He's like looking and he's like jumping up in the air, just seeing if it's going to make it. And then it hits the fence on the foot. Like, I thought it was going to drop short. But then it just smashes the fence on the floor. We all go up and it's just, it's so good. It's love so that. Good. Yeah. So, no, it was a fun game. Oh, and then, okay, so we made 237.
Yeah.
They're at like a similar position to what we were at drinks, so maybe like 80 odd. So we put on like 150 in the after drinks.
Yeah.
When we were batting. But then, so they're sort of cruising at 3 for 80 odd. They've had a decent partnership with their opener and their number five.
Yeah.
But then after that, we get their opener out who's made a 50 and batted pretty well. They end up losing 7 for 2.
No.
In 12 balls.
No.
In one of the biggest collapses I've ever seen.
Holy shit. 7 for 2.
So I'm not joking.
7 for 2 in 2 overs.
In the space of 12 balls. From the time that fourth wicket fell to the time the 10th wicket fell, there was 12 balls in between. I'll show you on my cricket. Like, if you don't believe me, I don't blame you if you don't believe
me. And is that Mount Evelyn's ones or twos?
Twos.
Twos.
Which could basically be like a threes or fours team.
Yeah.
Because like this, compared to other teams in the division, like a lot of teams are younger. They're old.
The Yarra Valley teams don't have as much depth.
Yeah.
To survive in the RDCA, I don't think.
Look, I'll show you.
How do they all get out?
Look, 4 for 137.
Yeah.
10 for 139.
That's ridiculous. How do they all go out?
I think we're on a hat trick a couple of times. And there was one, I think, that almost should have been a hat-trick, but the bloke didn't give it out.
You got 3 overs.
Yeah, I got 3. Because I was going 18. At 6 and over, Nico.
You just bowling
look,
too
don't ask.
Are you bowling too short, too full?
Not really.
Down leg or...
Some of them, it's just lacking consistency, Nico.
Yes, you're just not getting the accuracy.
And I'm not getting any sort of lucky wickets to sort of keep me going.
Yeah, you're not...
Look, I don't want to talk about... Yeah, but look at the ball by ball. It's amazing viewing.
All right, so what have we got?
So in the last 3 overs, we've got 2-1-1, wicket, wicket, dot.
So that's the hat-trick ball, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. And then we got 1, wicket, wicket, dot, wicket, 1. That's the second last over. And then the last over, we got wicket, dot, wicket.
Honestly.
And you know the funny thing? Our captain says to us after the fourth wicket fell, just like, yeah, don't give up here. They've got some decent bats in here. I know what they're like. And then they'd go and do that.
That must piss you off when you get wicket, wicket, dot, and then wicket the next ball. Yeah. Wicket after the hat-trick ball.
Yeah, it would, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That was a crazy game, that. Yeah. Absolutely crazy. All right, should we move on to what we're actually here to talk about, which is the Brisbane Test? And maybe a little bit of the Adelaide Test, because there's a lot happening
at
the moment.
So, as we said about 10 minutes ago, Aussies are 1-0 up.
Aussies absolutely rolled them.
Yeah.
Absolutely rolled them. Couldn't be happier, to be honest, with that performance.
Yeah.
I think we did our job to perfection. All right, we'll go through the scorecard. We'll have a look. So, obviously, Australia batted first. No, we didn't.
No, we bowled first.
England batted first. Won the toss and chose to bat on a bit of a green top.
Yeah.
And just before the first ball, I'm going, how good would it be if Starkey just knocks over Burns this ball?
Well, you know what I said in the previous episode where I'm like, Stark with the first over of the series can create trouble.
That's exactly what he did. It honestly couldn't have been a better start for us. I think that just set the tone for the entire game. I mean,
it wasn't the greatest ball, but look.
And then Rory Burns just decides to step across his stumps.
And in all fairness, with Rory Burns, I reckon if he wasn't going to get bowled, he was going to get LB.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a pretty good Rory Burns.
Well,
yeah.
Like, and then I think we had him 4 for 30 odd.
Yeah, they were in
wicket
all sorts.
After wicket, it was just, yeah. Hamid tried to stay in for a bit, only made 25.
Yeah.
And then they never really got a partnership going until Pope and Butler sort of came in and steadied the ship a little bit, but we still knocked them over for 147 in the end.
Yeah.
So Cummins with a fifer, just cleaning up the tail, as you do. Pretty standard for him.
And he, who was it? Was it Hazelwood? They got rooted out. That was a very, very nice wicket.
Yeah.
I was just pumped every wicket. I was just so pumped. I was jumping up and down.
Especially for Green. Very happy he finally got his first test wicket.
Yeah,
like that. But Gaz still didn't get his 400th in that first innings, but we'll get back to that. It's all right. Then the Aussies looked like they were struggling for a bit with the stick. Yeah. Although Warner did make 94, but then Marnus made 74. Harris, as I said, I predicted it. He was going to not make anything.
He is a second innings merchant.
Yeah. And I reckon he would have turned up if we actually had a decent bat in the second innings, but he didn't get a chance. So I'm going to say that prediction's just sort of null and void. I got it half correct, and then we'll leave the rest of it because it's not relevant. Marnus made 74. Smith, an uncharacteristic 12 against England.
Well, he didn't really bat properly. Like, the second ball, he came down the track and tried to carve Jack Leach over.
Yeah. So we seemed in a bit of strife after sort of Marnus and Warner went out. Then Green just decides to
leave one on off stump.
Yeah. Like, it's just completely misjudged it. I don't know.
Yeah. Because it stayed straight on off stump.
Ollie Robinson bowled pretty well, to be fair. Even though he's only bowling like 126 most balls.
He did bowl. Yeah, he's actually very sort of like Jackson Bird-like.
Yeah, yeah.
Where it's not that quick, but he's not like hitting the pitch hard.
Yeah. I thought Wood bowled pretty well as well.
Oh, Wood bowled very well.
He bowled very well, especially for the pace he bowled. He bowled consistently fast and in decent areas. He was very unlucky not to get more wickets than he did.
It was very funny. I saw him bowl his effort ball where he sort of like has his arms just flailing about more. And he just bowls it as a half volley just so Steve Smith just off drives it for four.
So, well, Carey didn't do much. Cummins didn't do much.
Yeah.
But the talking point here, Travis Head, oh my goodness. Good head.
Very good head.
We like good head.
I didn't say that coming, I'll be honest. I didn't.
No, neither did I.
But I just realised.
Well, I mean.
I just realised.
Sorry. No.
Jimmy.
But in the last episode I said Kawaja would probably take it at the Gabba on his home deck. But
I didn't think.
Travis Head got the nod. I think because he was younger is the thing they went for there. I don't know.
I think for a bit of
again, really
solution.
50-50, but Head's probably. I see it now.
Well, now Head's vice captain,
but
for this test.
It's just great to see him bat that way.
Yeah.
Because when he's at his best, that's how he bats. He just doesn't care, doesn't try and defend or bat too slowly. He just attacks.
Yeah. Attacks.
Really took it to the England.
I really like that in Test cricket where there's just a batsman that just takes it on.
I think Australia needed that as well because a lot of the time I find the Australian batsmen sort of, they're very cautious in how they bat.
I mean, obviously David Warner's a bit cautious, just being at the top and just trying to build an innings at the top. Yeah, now, I think he's really matured.
He absolutely whacked his tongue. Yeah. Like, he made it off like 80. It was the third fastest by an Australian, I'm pretty sure. And he ended up 152 off 148.
Yeah.
And only got bowled because he was just trying to go for runs.
How's the beam ball off Mark Wood straight into his head? That was.
Ha.
Straight into his noggin.
Mm. So then, made decent score in that first innings for us.
Yeah.
England actually managed to get a bit of a partnership going between Milan and Root, who put 82 and 89 on, and then end of day two, was it?
They were doing the end of.
It was end of day three, sorry.
Yeah, end of day three.
So, end of day three, Milan and Root are not out.
Yeah.
And they're actually going decent. And people are talking like, oh, yeah, this is like 2010-11 where.
I was like, it's
Brisbane test.
I was actually really keen on, like, this is game on from here.
Because, I think people were. seeing the similarities between the Brisbane Test of 2010, where obviously Peter Siddle took his hat-trick in that first innings and we knocked him over for not many, but then they went on and made 512 or something and they just couldn't get Alistair Cook out.
Mm.
And we only took one wicket for the whole innings and then they ended up winning. Oh, no, sorry, it was a draw. But yeah, set the series up for them and they ended up winning series 3-1. But after that, just massive collapse the start of day four. They lost 8 wickets in a session.
Yeah, and Gaz finally got
his 400th wicket. So, and I think that's sort of eased the pressure on him a little bit. And
I could sort of tell with his bowling that he just didn't seem positive with his bowling.
I think he's just a bit anxious about getting to that 400 and then getting past that.
Yeah.
It's like when you're getting to 100 when you're batting. It's like, you don't want to...
It's like when Steve Smith was on like 99 for like 30 balls.
Yeah, you're a bit cautious and you're like, well, yeah, I'm not going to play as like the shots I'm usually going to play if I'm on like, say, like 60 odd. So, yeah, I get that. But I think, it's eased the pressure on him and he's ended up taking 4 in that innings and
100%,
bowled
yeah.
really, really well in the end. So, really good by the Aussies. Just knocked over England again, and then Alex Carey ended up opening the batting in that second innings because Warner was injured.
Yeah.
And, only needed 19 to win. Got the job done pretty easily. Harris was not out. So, good. Just a solid win.
Very solid
win. Really solid win. And then after that, or alongside that, we had the Australia A game, of course, which was pretty interesting to see what happened there.
Because it wasn't a whitewash, like what the Ashes was, but the A game was pretty close. Pretty tight.
It was sort of close, but I think it was almost similar to the Test match in a way.
Yeah.
I think, we batted first. No one particularly stood up. I don't think there were a few 30-odds, a few 40-odds, but no one really went on with it. Mark Steckerty top scored with 39, the flog.
Yeah, lovely. Oh, thank goodness he didn't come in for Pat Cummins.
Yeah, well, that's because Michael Nisa took 5 for 29 in that first innings.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very glad he did.
Yeah.
It's good to see him taking wickets because he's been a bit off this season.
He has, he hasn't really had the best lead up. But
and now he's come into form at just the right time. So, knocked over England for 103.
Yeah.
England Lions. And then Bryce Street made a timely 100 with 119 not out.
Yeah.
And then blokes batted around him. Henry Hunt made 40. Matt Renshaw made 43, batting at 3. I'm assuming he's batting at 3 because, obviously, I think they want Kawaja batting at 5 just in case he comes in at that number 5.
Yeah.
And then Renshaw's batting at 3 because it's sort of in between opener and middle order.
And then Maddow's at...
Yeah, so Renshaw made 43. Maddow's whacked 71 or 46. Yeah.
Yeah.
Khawaja didn't make any runs, which was, I found interesting.
And then Mitch Marsh...
Marsh absolutely smashed 60 off 27.
Nice.
Yeah. This is a red ball game, by the way.
Yeah. But
yeah. So, very good. And then I think Matt Renshaw ended up cleaning up the tail of England and we won by... I think we won pretty comfortably in the end, but...
Yeah, I think it was comfortable.
It got somewhat close in the end, but it's... Yeah, you know. Pretty solid from an Australia A side, I think. It's a strong side. I like the look of it, to be honest.
Now, the second test.
The second test.
So, well, Australia...
There's a whole lot to talk about here, isn't there?
Yeah.
So, Josh Hazlewood got injured in that Adelaide test. Sorry, the Brisbane test.
It was a side strain.
I think... I almost thought Nisa would come in as more of a like-for-like replacement.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking as well. I was hoping Nisa would come in.
It's a bit more of a seam bowler, because you've already got Richardson you've got Stark, who probably is going to be similar to Richardson. But they ended up bringing Richardson in, which is probably fair enough, because he's the fourth best fast bowler in Australia at the moment.
100%.
So he comes in for Hazlewood, just straight swap, easy. But then, and then David Warner was under a bit of an injury cloud, but ended up pulling up fit. I would have been curious to see who they went with out of Khawaja or Street.
Yeah, because I reckon I probably would have gone Street, to be honest.
I just honestly can't imagine, with what I said at the start of the season, I'm like, how is Bryce Street still getting a game for Queensland? At the start, and then he makes one ton on Karen Alton over, and we had that whole thing where people are saying he should be in the side, or in the Ashes squad.
Yeah.
And I'm going, really though?
Not yet.
No, not yet. And now he's like,
the number one candidate.
He's next in, basically.
Because Harris hasn't made a run yet. He hasn't had a good
He needs league. To make a run in this innings, or I think Street almost could be in.
I reckon so too. Oh, actually, I would give Harris... If Australia win this test, I'd give Harris
a chance. He has to make a score. If he makes another... He makes under 10, he's gone.
No, I would keep Harris for the Adelaide test and for...
Melbourne.
For Melbourne.
Oh, that's true.
Because if he doesn't make runs on Melbourne, then he's gone. Because I think that's going to be the test...
Tough decisions, Nico.
Yeah. I would...
Yeah, but...
I would keep Harris. I mean, I'd just like to see the same 11... Like, it's the same squad for a few years, or for a few series at least, just to sort of...
I think we've sort of got that now.
Yeah.
We've had it for a few years. Like, even Michael Nisa, who... Finally, Nico.
After two years of being
in the squad. Yeah. Being 12th man, running drinks.
Yeah.
He's finally got his baggy green.
Mm-hmm.
And he completely... 100% deserves it.
100%.
I mean, it probably didn't... The way he got into the side probably wasn't ideal, with Cummins being a close contact. Probably doesn't even have COVID or anything.
Yeah.
But
no, because he tested negative in the rapid test, but they're just like, just in case.
I think South Australia health officials just had to be cautious with that.
Yeah,
and I think we got lucky because Stark and Lyon were at the same restaurant, but just were sitting outside. So
that's right. Yeah.
So we got pretty lucky there, but I mean, not lucky in that Cummins, our captain, is out.
Yeah. I mean, and Smith is captain now, which
is it bad that I feel really good that Smith's like got the captaincy back?
I like it, but I know it's going to create a few.
Some people won't like it. I don't care. Yeah. I've never had a problem with Smith, even when the whole ball tampering thing happened.
Yeah.
Like, I think he should have been captain ahead of Cummins, especially in the circumstances with the whole Tim Payne thing. But, I'm happy with Pat Cummins.
Yeah.
Like, the way he captained in that game was absolutely superb. Oh, we forgot to mention Alex Carey on debut.
Oh, he kept very well.
We didn't notice him. That's the thing.
Yeah.
And when you don't notice a keeper, they're doing their job.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And, like, Joss Butler... Oh my goodness.
It's landed in the middle of his gloves.
So he's taken an absolute screamer to get Marcus. If I was Marcus Harris, I would be fuming.
I know.
Because he's taken the absolute screamer at the start of the day, and then...
Yeah, but even if he didn't take it, they had a leg slip in. So it's like... I wasn't sure about England's tactics. They were interesting, trying to almost bowl body line.
Yeah.
And Marnus couldn't play shots. It was kind of like what Matthew Wade was doing last year.
Where Neil Wagner was just depending on the body.
He was just taking them on the arm, on the body. Marnus had to just take one on the ribs because, like, if he tried to play hook shot, they had blokes on at, like, deep fine leg and square leg.
It was...
And forward square leg and mid-wicket and everything. So they just loaded the leg side.
See, I don't know why you would bowl body line with a pink ball under lights.
I don't know.
I guess they just don't have... But they have bowlers that can pitch the ball up and make the ball talk with Anderson and Broad. But they got Stokes and Robinson trying to bowl body... Or Chris Wakes as well, trying to bowl body line.
Yeah. They dropped Wood, didn't they?
Yeah, Wood's dropped. I don't know why...
Stiff. He's so stiff.
I don't know why you would drop him. Get rid of...
Well, I mean, they dropped Wood and Leach.
Also, I don't know
why... I mean, Leach, fair enough, because he turned up in the last game.
Also, I don't know why you would have four seam bowlers. Like, especially, I think Kerry O'Keefe said it, but it's like... So, last game, England got fined all of their match fees for slow over rates.
Yeah.
They've got rid of a spinner that can get the overs through quickly. So, then they've got four pace bowlers.
I mean, to be honest, I reckon five pace bowlers. Root's almost good enough to be... Like, he's not that much worse than Leach, to be honest.
Oh, he's definitely better than a part-timer.
Yeah. Yeah.
But still, I wouldn't... You know, if you're captain, you're bowling part... Like, essentially part-timers, as in a way.
Yeah.
You don't want to bowl yourself too much, but then you have to...
I mean, Anderson's got, like, a 20-meter run-up. It's not up, I think, so it's fine. But, you know, yeah. Again, I think that was still slow yesterday. I think they only got through about 25... ish in the first session or something.
I watched half of the first session because I had to go to work afterwards.
Yeah,
which is annoying with these day-nighters. It's fine. I'm okay. It's just hay fever, you know.
Sniffles.
Yeah, just the air's a bit too spicy for me this time around.
All right. Yeah, well, we forgot to mention Jack Leach's talent. Absolutely huge.
And he didn't actually bowl. I don't think he bowled poorly.
I think head was just absolutely
going
nuts.
I think the batter's just were like, we'll target this bloke.
Which ended up being a good tactic.
Smith probably tried too early because it was like his second ball where he tried to cover.
I don't know what Smith is doing, but...
Yeah.
Also, we do apologise for like the timing of this podcast. This is probably going to come out like the end of the Adelaide test or around the end of the Adelaide test or like during the Adelaide test.
Yeah.
So, as it stands, David Warner made 95.
Yeah.
Still hasn't made a ton.
So, Jimmy's prediction...
My prediction has...
Slash curse on David Warner.
Has been right so far, where I said he wouldn't make a ton this summer. He's done it in two games. He's come close. Pretty much as close as he can get, which...
He's smoked it to cover.
Honestly, I think he's listened to the podcast, and he's gone, yep, okay, I respect that.
No worries,
Jim. Yeah, no worries, Jim. And then he's going to go, yep, I'll do as much as I can to get as close as I can to a ton without making a ton. So... Is it bad that I'm happy?
Yep.
I'm sorry, David.
Yep.
But,
Marcus Harris
made fuck all again.
But, second innings merchant, and with it being very hot, the pitch is going to dry out.
We batted first as well, so it's not like the last game where we're chasing. Yes. Yeah.
It's very hot over in Adelaide, so the pitch is going to dry out.
So, Marnus got dropped a couple of times.
Yeah.
And, he's 95 not out, so...
Yeah, he got dropped, I think, on 60-odd, and then on...
Yeah.
Then on 94. Yeah.
So, on your England. And Smithy is 18 not out off 71.
Yeah.
Hopefully, he gets on with it a little bit today.
Bit slow, but... Morning session. Sorry. Bit slow, but I think it's going to become way more batter-friendly.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Jimmy Anderson hasn't taken a wicket yet. It's interesting.
Yeah. What's his economy, though? 1.6.
1.61, so, yeah.
Yeah. He bowled still very well at the start when I saw it.
Yeah. It's been the batter. Warner was on nothing for like 20-odd balls.
Yeah, I think 20 balls.
Harris, as we see, he's made 3 off 28.
Yeah.
They both struggled to score. I think the first two or three overs were maidens.
Mm, yeah, because I remember, I think Kerry O'Keefe said it, where it's like, you know, the first hour is going to be probably the toughest, but once you get past that, like the first session,
yeah.
It'll be pretty good.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see how Green responds to
getting out. I mean, if he gets bat on ball, he'll be fine.
I mean, like, you sort of came to me and was just like... Because I said that Green was going to be solid with the bat. It's just like, yeah, golden duck. Well, see, like, when it's a golden duck, you can only do so much with one ball.
Yeah.
So, like, you don't really get a chance to show anything.
Yeah.
So, I feel like...
Well, you know, it was just... actually funny. When David Warner was in the 90s... I was trying to find the spot where you said David Warner isn't gonna make a ton.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm gonna record this bit and send it to you when David Warner makes his ton, but he gets out on 94. And I'm like,
I was starting to get a bit nervous yesterday. When he was on 85, and I'm going like,
Rub it in your face, but no. Now he's been out three times in the 90s. Yes.
Yeah. I think I went out. Well, I didn't look at the score for a bit, and then I got home, and because I saw David Warner was on at like 85 odd, and then got home, I'm just like, Smith's in, yes.
So what do you reckon the squad's going to look like coming forward for the rest of the series?
It'd be interesting to see who goes out for Hazelwood.
Yeah, I guess.
Or whether they leave Hazelwood out. Melbourne. For Melbourne.
Well, people were saying that it would be best for Hazelwood to come into Melbourne because he'll be a more experienced bowler on a much harder deck.
Yeah, I feel like, unfortunately, unless Nisa plays really, really well in this, it's going to be Nisa.
Yeah.
Or they rest Stark. Well, I mean, two of them have to come out. If Hazelwood and Cummins are both coming back.
That's true. Maybe
I actually think that Stark might.
I was going to say give Stark a rest because Stark will have to bowl a lot of overs in Melbourne.
And then it's either one of. I think it's going to be Nisa, unfortunately, because I think Jai just offers something a little bit different.
Yeah, I guess it would just be that like for like again with Nisa and Hazelwood.
Yeah, yeah. So, you'd probably go with Cummins, Hazelwood, Richardson, and Lyon for Melbourne.
Yeah.
Speaking of Melbourne, are we going to go to the cricket this year?
I don't see why not. Are any of our listeners going to go to the cricket?
I'm sure some of them would be.
Yeah. Who knows? We might bump into them and be like, oh, you Jimmy and Nico.
Fine league.
They probably don't even know what we look like, but, you know.
It's fine.
Maybe I'll wear a shirt with... Maybe I'll wear some, like, official Finlay to Finlay merch or something like that.
Oh, no. Imagine Bryce Street comes in at the MCG on a flattish wicket.
He'll make runs.
Makes...
He'll make a double ton
on debut. He'll make a ton off, like, 350 balls, the absolute turtle.
No, I reckon he'll make a double ton. And then everyone be like, woo, Bryce Street, the best.
I'll do a Matt Renshaw. He'll make a massive knock in his first three games. He'll play really well, and then we won't see him again. He'll go out of form for the next 4 years and just completely disappear.
Who knows? So do you reckon Bryce Street is going to come in?
Honestly, I think because Khawaja hasn't really made any runs. And again, Khawaja hasn't opened the batting in Red Bull cricket since, like, when Finch was still playing Test cricket.
Yeah, in that UAE.
Like, he hasn't opened the batting in Shield cricket. He just doesn't open the batting in Shield cricket.
Mm.
It is what it is, and Street does. So, I don't know why, given... I know Khawaja's in the squad.
Yeah.
But I think they've also brought Bryce Street into the squad, just in case they decide to play him. But I think, honestly, so Bryce Street's next in...
What do you reckon is going to make Harris get dropped? Do you reckon you're going to keep him for Melbourne, or do you reckon if he doesn't make runs,
honestly, seconds? If he makes under 10, he's getting dropped.
Yeah,
I don't think they can keep putting up with him. Even if he seems unlucky every time he gets out, I swear.
Yeah,
especially we might be a bit biased in that.
Well, because he came in. When did he make his debut? I can't remember when he made.
2018, I think.
Oh, was that the India series?
18-19? Yeah.
He batted alright.
So he bat again, that's what I mean. He bats okay.
Yeah.
He bats alright, and then he seems unlucky to get out or gets himself out when he's sort of looking good.
Yeah, because I think his first innings he made a 50 or something like that. And then he like just spooned one to point, I think, doing his like sort of cut.
Yeah, exactly. And see, the one yesterday, he's probably unlucky to get caught down the leg side.
Yeah,
and Butler's taken a screamer, so I don't know. I don't know what to do with Harris anymore, Nico.
Yeah,
I think he just needs to shut the critics up and make a big ton.
He does. I think that Melbourne's going to be the only way of him doing that. But if he can survive to Melbourne,
look, I can't see him doing it in this test. But if he does, I won't be surprised, if that makes sense, because I think he knows the pressure's on him and he needs to make runs. So, be interesting to see how the second innings plays out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I think... You got anything more to add?
No. Oh, actually, after Butler's drop, I reckon Ben Folkes should come in, I reckon.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's probably the only change I've...
So, drop their one batsman that's actually shown a bit, but... Yeah.
That post that you sent me the other day of someone saying that Root's in danger of... losing his captaincy.
That's just Michael Clarke talking shit again. Fine him. Yeah, fine, Michael Clarke.
Like, who would become captain?
Well, I said Stokes, but you were just like, no, he's not consistent enough. But he doesn't have to be Stokes.
He doesn't play. He hasn't played consistently. I think the look of like, you know, with him, like, you know, belting a bloke ages a few years back, and you know, him being a New Zealander.
Yeah. Get Owen Morgan in the team and let him captain.
Has he played a test match for England?
He's played one test, I think.
Is that for Ireland or England?
No, England.
Okay.
But, I don't know. Yeah, I don't think Root's going to... They're not going to sack their captain mid-series.
No. Yeah, I think the only bloke that's like consistent is Butler and Burns that have played consistent cricket in that side.
And Burns has been shit.
And Burns can't bat. So I think Dom Sealy will probably come in.
No, I don't think he's even in
Australia. Oh, that's right, he's not even in Australia. Then who's...
Who opened in the A game? Hang on, I'll have a look.
I actually have no idea any of the blokes in that A side. I can't even remember any of the blokes. I think there's Abel.
Tom Abel's a decent player.
But he's more of a T20 player, I think.
Well, not necessarily. So they had Rob Yates, who I've never heard of before, and Alex Lee's opening the batting in that game.
Yeah, I've honestly never heard of any of these blokes.
I've heard of James Bracey, who's decent. Tom Abel I've heard of. Matt Fisher, I don't know.
Oh, Shakib Mahmood, he's a very good bowler. Saqib.
He's
a very good bowler.
I mean, Ben Folkes was batting 8.
Do you reckon Reece Topley can play for England so he doesn't have to play for Renegades?
Richard Gleeson 2.0.
Honestly, he's pissing me off. We can't.
I'm going to be honest, pick. I haven't watched any of the Big Bash other than the stuff they've had on at the cricket club when
we're having dinner. I've watched a little bit of it. Like, mainly just a few highlights here and there, but honestly.
I see the stuff on social media because I still follow all the accounts. And
yeah.
Some of the content has actually been okay, to be fair.
I reckon the games have been. I reckon the performances have been really good. You know,
Moses is making runs, which I'm happy with.
Yeah. Maxwell turned up.
Maxwell finally turned up.
Colin Munro turned up.
Yeah, that's good to see as well.
Love that. Felipe made 99 not out.
Join the club, buddy.
There's some good performances, but there's no crowds now.
See, Philippi, you made 99 not out in a winning side. I did it in a losing side, so that makes mine just a tiny bit better.
Yeah. Oh, we all know the Sixers are going to win the premiership again, like back to back to back.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they got Chris Jordan in there now.
They do.
Got a decent side.
They have a very decent side.
Then again, the Stars have Dre Russell. I was impressed with that.
That's a very interesting signing. Although
I was very disappointed when they said they were announcing a new signing that wasn't Clive Rose.
Oh, yeah.
Because they said it was going to be a familiar face. I'm just like, it's got to be Clive.
It's got to be Clive. He's playing indoor cricket in Victoria. So.
I'm going to, can I refine all the BBL sides for this? Because we've already fined them for it. I'm refining them. I'm finding them again because they haven't signed him. Not happy, Nico.
Anyway.
I'm not happy about something every podcast.
Yeah.
This has been a pretty good podcast, to be honest. Pretty positive.
I've really enjoyed it, yeah. I think it all goes a long way when Australia are, 1-0 up.
Yep.
And we're in a good spot.
Don't have too much to bitch and moan about, so.
Nope. England suck.
England, well, yeah. Same old England, I guess.
Yeah.
I hope they do actually find their way into the series just because it'll make it a little bit more interesting.
I mean, although Adelaide isn't going to be as bowling friendly as what we have anticipated. Like the pitch wise, I mean, pink ball under lights may change.
It doesn't help when you bowl half trackers the whole time.
Yeah. When you're bowling bodyline cricket, that just doesn't work on that pitch. Maybe Melbourne and SCG, but
I don't know. I felt like this was England's best chance of actually getting the win. I mean, they announced Hobart under lights.
That's right. We haven't talked about that yet.
It's a day-night test in Hobart, so we assumed Hobart would get it, but we didn't think it would be a day-night test.
I think that's just to try and get as many.
Honestly, I think that's England's best chance at winning now.
Yeah.
With a swinging ball
mm-hmm.
at Hobart, it's going to nip around.
Yeah.
It's going to be cold.
It's going to be very cold.
It's going to be like English conditions, pretty much.
It's going to be a lot.
Honestly, I reckon it will suit England more. A
lot of people invest. Although, Marcus Harris had a good series in England. He had a good...
That's true. Whether he's in the side by that stage, who knows.
That is very true.
Don't know. But that should be an interesting game. Going back to Hobart for the first time since 2016.
Also, Warnie can piss off. The amount of times he was just like, oh, let's have it at the MCG, let's have a day night at the MCG.
What have Hobart done to deserve it? Shut up,
Warnie. They've got 12th... The best they've had is 13,000 in a test match in one day. They've had 20,000 in a whole test match. I'm like, just shut up. It's somewhere different.
We'll do the regular Warnie fine just because.
I feel like we fine Warnie every single podcast.
Yeah, and I love it because he deserves it.
Just needs to shut up.
Him and Michael Clarke can just shut up.
He should have gone to hospital after his motorbike accident.
Brendan Julian can also shut up just because he's shit at commentating.
Actually, you know who's pretty good at commentating?
Who?
Merv Hughes.
Yes, I've loved all the Triple M stuff.
Yeah, Triple M have done really well.
Who have they got? They got Andy Lee's on there.
Yeah, Andy Lee, Finch. Finchie's
on there. Merv's on there. Merv's
on there.
Mark Taylor's on there.
Yeah.
I love JB and Greg Blewett on there because they're in like their Channel 7 stuff, but then they go. That must be so interesting to try and be professional on Channel 7 and then go into the Triple M booth and just take the piss.
And I don't mind Fox Cricket because they've got Isha, Kerry. No,
but then, they've got Isha and Kerry and Howie, but then they've also got Mark Waugh and BJ and Warnie.
Then Gilly's
just to balance Gilly, Gilly's good.
Gilly and Hussey.
Hussey's good, although Hussey did put the Moz on Warnie. Thanks, Hussey.
Yeah.
I like you.
And Greg will put the Moz on Warner as well. Honestly, the amount of curses, I mean, the amount of stations that probably could possibly put a curse on batters. It's just... Anyway, so Triple M, you get the big thumbs up from the boys at the
Things you love to see. Yeah. You love to see it. That's the segment.
We don't really see it, you just hear it, but yeah.
Oh, I see it on social media.
Yeah. Actually, it's good. It's good actually, content. The post that I put up on my story of Murphy's just opening the door and just walking out.
It's great.
Oh, and then Murphy's did the pitch report for Adelaide, and he got his hotel key card, and he just dug in the pitch. He's like, that's a bit rough. That's a bit tough.
Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, Murphy's get a big thumbs up.
Big thumbs up from the Fine League boys.
Yeah.
We like it.
All right, I think...
Like Triple M content.
Yep. But listen to our content first, because yeah, they already get heaps of money.
I wonder how we'd go if we commentated the cricket.
I'd actually really enjoy it. I've actually been asked to commentate Ainslie Park's next T20 game.
Sorry, what?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how that's coming
out. They should get us to commentate.
Will you be free on the 11th of January?
I think I might be.
All right.
So what does that mean? As in, we're commentating
the Frog Box.
The Frog. Interesting.
Yeah, so we can hook mics up all to right, the. Alright. We can hook mics up to that. It.
See, I'm actually like professionally qualified now to do that sort of stuff because I've got my diploma.
Woo!
In sports media, so.
I am not qualified, but I am qualified at talking shit. So, look.
I mean, that's the dynamic we've got here. So
yeah. So, if you're ever free on the 11th, actually, be free on the 11th of January.
I mean, lots of... I think most clubs have the Frog Box set up now, which is great.
It is, yeah. Because
you can just go and watch local cricket. Like, we've had it set up the whole time, so...
Mm.
Just, yeah,
fantastic. So, is Corin Rangers not playing T20s this season?
No, we are.
You're just not getting picked?
I'm just not getting picked.
All right. Okay. Well, that's good. So, we'll be commentating our first game at Ainslie Park. So, be there or be square.
Yeah.
Alright. Should I press
No, no, don't press it. We should actually tell them to go and follow us on social media this week because you decided to cut it short last week.
Okay. Well, they probably already follow us, to be fair.
Yeah, but if they don't and they're just for some reason they're listening to this and they don't already follow us on social media, go and follow us on Instagram because that's our main sort of platform.
Yeah.
It's at Fine League Cricket. Don't go to the Fine League Cricket _21 or whatever it is.
Yeah, it's no.
The page that decided to rebrand with the same name as us.
And then tag themselves in the post, but it ultimately tagged us.
I don't even know how Instagram allowed that to happen, to be honest.
Neither do I.
I don't know. But yeah, go and follow us on Instagram. We've got a link in our bio there, which has links to all our other stuff, all our podcasts and everything. So go check that out and have a good one.